You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
This is ridiculous. I'm going through my senior yearbook right now because we're talking about superlatives. Did you get a high school superlative and did it impact you when you got older? Was it predictive of your life? Nick Offerman, the actor, he was talking about this because he was upset.
In the high school yearbook, I was so pissed because they did one of those sections that said most likely to become president, most likely to end up in jail. I was so excited because everyone knew I was the only one that wanted to be an actor. One of the distinctions was most likely to become the next Tom Cruise.
And the most likely to become the next Tom Cruise was?
Todd Reich.
We don't even know who Todd Reich is.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably went on to a regular life. He's like a mechanic in town or something, or he sells real estate.
Yeah.
You know, a regular guy.
He's doing fine.
I'm sure Todd Reich is a nice dude, but Nick Offerman had a dream.
And he could accomplish that dream.
I mean, even if he didn't, lift your friends up, right? Yeah. City hold me down, then they hold me up.
And as it is graduation season, lots of seniors will be getting their superlatives. Mm-hmm. And it's funny because as I'm looking through this, my yearbook is from 98. Like people were, we were messed up.
Yeah.
Like most interesting. What does that even mean? That's
definitely smarter than everybody else. Right. Like you wouldn't even say that nowadays.
Right.
That's so funny.
I know. A class flirt. Are we allowed to say class flirt anymore?
I mean, not for a guy.
So I was looking at my superlatives and, my class was small. We only had about 81 kids in our class. It was around that.
Yeah.
So a lot of people got superlatives, but not everyone.
I didn't get one.
Raven is upset that he didn't get one.
I didn't get one in anything, middle school or,
I got
junior high.
Loudest. And then the picture, it's just me screaming with my mouth open.
It's just your big mouth open.
Yep. Yeah. Loudest.
Okay.
Class clown. And class dreamer, and that's because I used to sleep during first period
every
day.
So you got three?
Yeah.
And I got none, and you got three.
Yeah.
You guys had so many that they handed you three?
I mean, there wasn't that many.
It's three more than I got.
I know. I'm sorry. Maybe you weren't doing the right things in high school.
I don't think of you as the loudest in this place. Well, so if we had them now.
Yes. So I was thinking about it because I know that you're very upset.
I am a little bit upset.
It's so funny.
Be honest.
That after all these years, that still bothers you.
Well,
that
I didn't know that it bothered me until you brought it up. And
right.
And then,
So as a gift.
Yeah.
I am going to give because you are far.
You're
going to
bestow upon me an honor.
The loudest person I've ever met in my life. You give me headaches 2 to 3 times a week.
Okay.
And so with that being said, I am giving to you the crown of loudest class superlative.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
I feel so good. Thank you.
I am also going to give you another one because I am so generous.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to have two now?
Okay. Yep. Also one that was listed in the class of 1998.
Yeah. Right. Okay. But maybe inappropriate for today.
You, Liz Ryan, Stephanie Gentile, and Brian Palmer are all now most upset they didn't get a superlative.
Oh. Again, they should not have listed these things for these people. This is hurtful. You remember I warned you about that. You said you wouldn't do it. Okay.
I wonder if Dan Hickey is still as loud as I am. I wonder. I should check in with him on Facebook.
It's not a bad idea.
What was your class superlative, and was it indicative of what you became later in life? Because when you think about it, class clown, loudest, dreamer. I mean, kind of. It kind of worked out for me. Graduation time is here. Yearbooks are going out. Did you get a senior superlative? Nick Offerman, the actor, was talking about it, saying he was all upset because all he wanted to be voted was most likely to be Tom Cruise, and it went to the football star.
Yeah, and that football star is nothing now.
Well, he's an unknown.
Well, right.
I'm sure he has a lovely life.
I'm sure. I hope he does. And his family is wonderful and well-to-do and all that. But I share in Nick Offerman's pain. I also did not get any of those acknowledgments.
Right. And you got so upset about it, which is why I gave you a superlative.
Thank you.
Most likely to be upset if they didn't get a superlative.
Yeah.
And I gave you mine. Mm-hmm. Class loudest, because you are so much louder than I'll ever be.
You know, I was loud in high school. How come nobody recognized that?
James, what was your superlative, and was it indicative of your future?
Mine was most likely to brighten someone's day.
Oh, that's a nice one to get. Are you most likely to brighten someone's day?
Are you a nice person? Still mm-hmm. a nice guy?
I would say that it's a lot of pressure. I definitely try to be, but...
Not always.
You know, sometimes I just want to go around and feel how I feel.
The shorter answer is some days I'm not great. I still try and be great more days than I'm bad. And I think that that's still a positive impact on the world. And I'm there for you.
Why do you think you got that superlative? What do you do to earn something like that?
I was just silly a lot.
You were what?
I would just be silly.
Oh, silly.
Oh, I thought he said feely. I was going to be like, that does not age well. That is not looked upon the same way as it was possibly in grade school.
Wait, when you're feeling, no one wants you to be feely.
Right.
You're not a sunshine.
Right. I would have left that in the 80s and not bring it up again if I was you. But silly is better. Okay, so there you go.
All right, thanks. Brianna, how about you? What was your high school yearbook superlative?
Most likely to be the therapist of the group. I've always been the friend who listens to everybody's drama and somehow knows how to solve the problems I promised I didn't sign up for. So, you know, and it definitely impacted my adult life. I'm now the unofficial counselor at work, and I've mastered the art of offering unsolicited advice with a smile and without being pushy or offensive. I promise.
Let me ask you, who do you trust for advice?
Most times I just go to my mom, but outside her, if it's something, you know, I don't really want her to know, then my cousin.
Yeah, every company has one of the workers that's like a therapist that you go to with the problems to bounce ideas off of them to see what they have to say.
Yeah, I mean, it's less extreme than HR, right? Like you start there, right?
It's definitely different than HR, that's for sure.
Yeah, sometimes, you know, the person that you go to for advice or whatever, sometimes their advice isn't even all that good, but their lips are locked. They're sealed. Person that can keep a secret is sometimes the de facto therapist, even if their advice might be terrible. You still talk to them.
Brianna, I have to say, I think that's a nice superlative to get because it means that people trust you.
Mm-hmm.
Gabby, what was your high school yearbook superlative?
Sure. We had very silly superlatives in my high school. So mine was most likely to be the best hugger. I am an amazing hugger.
The hugging thing is interesting. Do you think it has impacted you as an adult? Do you think you're an excellent adult hugger?
No, 1,000%. I don't know who guessed that about me or knew that about me, but they were spot on for sure.
I used to not like hugging. I was an anti-hugger until after the pandemic. And after the pandemic, I started hugging people all the time.
Yeah, it was mostly the reverse for other people.
Well, yeah.
Right.
If the other people went the other way, not me. I hug everybody now. It's so weird. Like, there's plenty of times where I should not be hugging people. I should just extend my hand to shake a hand. And I embrace them. And I can feel the awkwardness of it. And I'm like, why did I do this?
She loves that communicable diseases thing.
Right. Yeah.
Just give me some more of that.
When they said we could be more than 6 feet together, I was like, you know what? There's going to be 0 feet together.
Right. How about you cough on my neck, too, while I give you a nice warm embrace?
I'm going to so tightly, I'm going to hold you.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Don't wait any longer. Speed up your hiring right now with Indeed. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/kidsandfamily. Just go to Indeed.com/kidsandfamily right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Don't miss the biggest Maytag sale of the year at Lowe's. You'll find the Maytag appliances you need when you need them at a great price. Plus, when you buy two select laundry appliances, you'll get up to a $100 bonus via instant rebate. Shop Maytag at Lowe's. We help you save. Offer valid through 531. See store for pricing and offer details. Advertise savings on all major Maytag appliances through Maytag.com and participating retailers. Prices may vary. Additional terms and conditions apply.